Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memory of Ram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Yavamas Daf Samach Beis, the sixth parak Habal Yabimto. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Samach of Amud Beis brought a machlokas regarding fulfilling the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. Beis Shammai say Shnei Zacharim, a man must have at least two males, whereas Beis Hillel say Zachar Nekeva Shneamar Zachar Nekeva Baram. He must have a male and a female, for the pasuk states he created them male and female. The Gemara explains that Beis Shammai based their position on Moshe Bein, who had two sons, whereas Beis Hillel derived their position from the creation of the world, where only one male and one female were created. Beis Shammai doesn't derive it from the creation of the world because ain't done in Efshar, Mishi Efshar. We cannot derive a case where there are multiple scenarios possible from a case where an alternative scenario wasn't possible. Rashi explains that if Chava had not been created, there would have been no other woman for Adam to marry. Therefore, it was impossible not to create Chava. But if a man has two sons, there are many women that they may marry. Beis Hillel do not derive it from Moshe Rabbeinu, for Moshe acted on his own and separated from Tzipor because he reasoned he always needed to be in a pure state to speak to Kosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he separated before having a daughter. But other men cannot abstain from the mitzvah of Pru Urvu until they have a daughter. The Gemara brings two more versions of their Melchokas. Point number two is taught in a Braisa, Shosh Dvarim Asim Moshe Medaito V'Hiskim Kosh Baruch Hu Imo. Moshe did three things based on his own understanding, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him in each instance. Number one, Moshe separated from his wife Zipporah after the Aseres Dibros. Hashem agreed, and when he told Moshe to tell everyone to go back to their wives, he said to Moshe, "Vata po amot imadi, but as for you, Moshe, stand here with me." Number two, Moshe broke the luchos. Reish Lakish learns from the Pasuk, referring to the luchos, "Asher shibarta, that which you broke." The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Yishak kochachos shibarta, may your strength be true, because you broke the tablets." Rashi explains that Reish Lakish interpreted the word asher, which, to mean ishur, affirmation. And number three, Moshe added one day of abstinence in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed, and the Shekhinah did not rest on Har Sinai until Shabbos morning, which was after the day that Moshe added. And point number three, Rabbi Akiva said, Olam HaTorah b'yalduso, yom HaTorah b'ziknuso. Even if one learned Torah in his youth, he should learn Torah in his old age. And even one has Talmidim in his youth, he should have Talmidim in his old age. As the Pasuk says, Babok Ezra Zarecha, in the morning, sow your seed. They said that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim, Bakun Mesu b'perek echon mifnei shua nagu kavad zeh azeh. And they all died during one period because they did not treat each other with respect, v'ya'olam shamim, and the world was left barren of Torah, and so Rabbi Akiva came to our rabbis in the south and taught Torah to them. They were Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Mehem hem emidu Torah osasha, and it was these Talmidim who upheld Torah at the time. Atana stated, kulam mesim ha-pesach ba'atzeres, and all 12,000 pairs died between Pesach and Shavuos. Rav Chama bar Abba said, and some say the Rav Chia bar Avin said, kulam mesim misora, they all died an ugly death. Rav Nachman said it was Askar, which is an inflammation of the throat that begins in the digestive tract. So once again, the three points are number one, the Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis brought a machlokas regarding fulfilling the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. Beis Shammai say Shnei Zacharim, a man must have at least two males, whereas Beis Hillel say Zachar Nekeva Shneamar Zachar Nekeva Baram. He must have a male and a female, for the pasuk states he created them male and female. The Gemara explains that Beis Shammai based their position on Moshe Bein, who had two sons, whereas Beis Hillel derived their position from the creation of the world, where only one male and one female were created. Beis Shammai doesn't derive it from the creation of the world because ain't done in Efshar, Mishi Efshar. We cannot derive a case where there are multiple scenarios possible from a case where an alternative scenario wasn't possible. Rashi explains that if Chava had not been created, there would have been no other woman for Adam to marry. Therefore, it was impossible not to create Chava. But if a man has two sons, there are many women that they may marry. Beis Hillel do not derive it from Moshe Rabbeinu, for Moshe acted on his own and separated from Tzipor because he reasoned he always needed to be in a pure state to speak to Kosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he separated before having a daughter. But other men cannot abstain from the mitzvah of Pru Urvu until they have a daughter. The Gemara brings two more versions of their Melchokas. Point number two is taught in a Braisa, Shosh Dvarim Asim Moshe Medaito V'Hiskim Kosh Baruch Hu Imo. Moshe did three things based on his own understanding, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him in each instance. Number one, Moshe separated from his wife Zipporah after the Aseres Dibros. Hashem agreed, and when he told Moshe to tell everyone to go back to their wives, he said to Moshe, "Vata po amot imadi, but as for you, Moshe, stand here with me." Number two, Moshe broke the luchos. Reish Lakish learns from the Pasuk, referring to the luchos, "Asher shibarta, that which you broke." The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Yishak kochachos shibarta, may your strength be true, because you broke the tablets." Rashi explains that Reish Lakish interpreted the word asher, which, to mean ishur, affirmation. And number three, Moshe added one day of abstinence in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed, and the Shekhinah did not rest on Har Sinai until Shabbos morning, which was after the day that Moshe added. And point number three, Rabbi Akiva said, Olam HaTorah b'yalduso, yom HaTorah b'ziknuso. Even if one learned Torah in his youth, he should learn Torah in his old age. And even one has Talmidim in his youth, he should have Talmidim in his old age. As the Pasuk says, b'bokezva zarecha, in the morning, sow your seed. They said that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim, b'kulun mesu b'perek echon mifnei shonagu kavad zeh azeh. And they all died during one period because they did not treat each other with respect, v'ya'olam shamim, and the world was left barren of Torah, until Rabbi Akiva came to our rabbis in the south and taught Torah to them. They were Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. And it was these Talmidim who upheld Torah at the time. And all 12,000 pairs died between Pesach and Shavuos. Rav Chama bar Abba said, and some say the Rav Chia bar Avin said, they all died an ugly death. Rav Nachman said it was Askar, which is an inflammation of the throat that begins in the digestive tract. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Beis, and our standard Siman is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine admiral who took his son and daughter on a trip agreed with his son who smashed the periscope when they got close to the bottom of a mountain and saw thousands of students who had died in a plague. Once again, in slow motion. The submarine admiral, submarine, that must be more in Daf Samach Beis. The submarine admiral took his son and daughter on a trip, which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the mitzvah of Peru Urvu. Beis Shammai holds the mitzvah is two males, learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Beis Hillel says it's a male and female, learned from Adon Chava. The Gemara explains why they did not hold of each other's swords. So the submarine admiral took his son and daughter on a trip, agreed with his son who smashed the periscope when they got close to the bottom of a mountain, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Shosh Dvarim Asam Moshe Medaito, V'hiskin Nekosh Baruch Hu Imo. Moshe did three things based on his own understanding, Nekosh Baruch Hu agreed with him in each instance, separating from Zipporah after the Aseres HaDibros, breaking the luchos, and adding one day of abstinence in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. SBA for short, separating, breaking, abstinence. So the submarine admiral took his son and daughter on a trip, agreed with his son who smashed the periscope when they got close to the bottom of a mountain and saw thousands of students who had died in a plague, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the death of Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 Talmidim and of rebuilding Torah in his old age with five Talmidim. So once again, the submarine admiral took his son and daughter on a trip, agreed with his son who smashed the periscope when they got close to the bottom of a mountain and saw thousands of students who had died in a plague. All right, so now it's time for a four-block back chazara. Daf Nun Ches. So the simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg. That must mean we're on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out his zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his kala drink the mei sota, which reminds us, Rav Sheshe said, yesh chuppah lepsuos, and that there's a mishnah sota that taught. Likewise, when the woman takes an oath, she did not stray while on a rusa. Now, it cannot be a case where the husband warned her as an arusa, and she secluded herself with the man while an arusa, but he made her drink after she was in an asua. For it was taught in a brisa, v'nika ishma avona, and the man will be free of sin, which teaches the bitter waters work if the husband is free of sin. And if the husband had relations with her after she was in seclusion, he is not free of sin, and the waters will not work. Rather, it must be he warned her while she was in arusa, and she was in seclusion while an arusa, and then she entered the chuppah, but he did not have relations with her. So we see from here, yesh chuppah lepsulos. So Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out a zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his kala drink the meisota, while her father accused him of acting promiscuously in his house, which reminds us, Rabbi rejects Rav Sheshe's proof from the Mishnah, since it was taught that the sota waters are only effective where the husband has had relations with her before the adulterer had relations with her. Therefore, the Mishnah cannot be correct, for how could an arusa be subject to the bitter waters if the husband never had relations with her? Rabbi Bar Chama answered that you can find a case where the husband had relations with her as an arusa prior to the adulterer, in a case where he had relations with her while she was in her father's home. Since the husband acted promiscuously, and not for the sake of Nisuan, she's not a Nisua, and since it happened before his seclusion, he is free of sin. Therefore, yesh chuppah lepsulos, since it's his bringing her into the chuppah that causes her to drink. So Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out a zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his kala drink the meisota, while her father accused him of acting promiscuously in his house, and his monkey stole truma from a bas kohen, who received a get from her kohen yavam. Which reminds Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish disagreeing in a case where a brother of a deceased kohen gave the Yavama, who was a bas kohen, a get. Rabbi Yochanan holds she can eat truma in her father's house, whereas Reish Lakish says she may not. Rabbi Yochanan says she may continue to eat it, even according to Rabbi Meir, for here she's only awaiting the rabbanan forbidden relations. But Reish Lakish says she may not continue to eat, even according to Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Shimon says she may eat truma while awaiting forbidden relations. This is only where he has the capacity to entitle a wife to eat truma in a different circumstance. But here, where he gave her a get, he does not have the capacity to entitle another one to eat truma through this relationship, referring to divorce. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simur Daf Nun Tes is a knight. So here goes. The knight. Knight. That must be on Daf Nun Tes. The knight protecting the Bulgaris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol. Which reminds us that there's a machlokas regarding if a Kohen Gadol may marry a Bulgaris. And the machlokas is based on how to darshan the pasuk regarding a Kohen Gadol. Behu isha bipsuleha yikach. He shall marry a woman in her virginity. So the knight protecting the Bulgaris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol told a young girl who did miun that she was not eligible, which reminds us Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Nivalashlo Kadarka Pasula Kahuna. A woman who had relations unnaturally is ineligible for the kahuna, referring to a Kohen Gadol who may only marry a virgin. The Gemara questions why Rav prohibits her to only a Kohen Gadol, for when a woman has relations out of marriage, she's considered a zona and is forbidden to ordinary kohanim as well. Rabbi Zera answered that Rav's ruling applies to a Ma'enes, a young orphan girl who did miun. Such a girl is not considered a zona or a divorcee to be prohibited to an ordinary kohen. But if she had relations with her husband, even unnaturally, Rav rules that she's not a basula and may not marry a Kohen Gadol. So, the knight protecting the Bulgaris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol told a young girl who did miun that she was not eligible, but her sister with the hunting dog was. Which reminds us, Rav Shim Barchia said, Nibula behema kasher kahuna. A woman having relations with an animal is eligible for the kahuna, meaning she may even marry a Kohen Gadol. This was also taught in a brisa. Nivala lamisha eno ish, a woman in relation with one who is not a man, referring to an animal, afopisha baskila kashero kahuna. Even though she's subject to stoning, she remains eligible for the kahuna. Rashi explains that she would be eligible in the case when there were no witnesses, or she was not forewarned. The Gemara brings an incident with a certain maiden who was cleaning the floor of a house that was attacked by a hunting dog and was deemed fit for the Kohen Gadol. Daf Samach. So the Simur Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. When the Kohen who handed a I make a challah sticker, that must be more Daf Samach, smiley face stickers. When the Kohen who handed a I make a challah sticker to the Nambasula who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a Chai Ve'ase, which reminds us, Rav Ashi said that Rabbi Yehazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim disagree whether Yesh Chalal b'Chai Ve'ase, whether a Chalal results from a relationship between a woman prohibited by an Ase, such as in the case of a Nambasula to a Kohen Gadol. Their machlokas is based on how they darshan the pasuk referring to a Kohen Gadol that states, Amana grusha b'chalal azona es eila lo yikach kin basula. A widow, a divorcee, a chalal azona he shall not marry, only a basula of his people shall he take as his wife. And it's written in the next pasuk, V'lo yachalal zaro be'amav, so he shall not make a chalal of his offspring among his people. So, when the Kohen Gadol who handed a I make a challah sticker to the non-basula who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a Chai Ve'ase, suddenly needed to be Matame himself for his sister, who was an Arusa and just passed away, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, a Chosa Arusa, a Kohen's sister, who died as an Arusa, Reimen Rabbi Yehuda say, Matame La, he may become Tame for her, which Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, he may not. The Gemara explains how they darshan a pasuk to support their position. So when the Kohen who handed a I make a challah sticker to the Nambasula, who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a Chai Ve'ase, suddenly needed to be Matame himself for his sister, who was an Arusa, and just passed away. He dropped all the stickers to the delight of little girl converts, who stuck them on their heads, like it sits. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said that a Gioris who converted when she was younger than the age of 3 years and 1 day is eligible to marry Kohanim. For the pasuk states in regard to the Midianite girls that were taken captive by the Jewish soldiers, but all the children among the women who have not known relations with a male, spare for yourselves, which means that they may marry them. And behold, Pinchas, who was a Kohen, was among them. The girls were made to pass before the tzitz, and any girls whose face turned green was above 3 years and a day, and old enough to have relations. The Gemara clarifies that the tzitz was only used this way to punish non-Jews, but never to punish Jews. Daf Samachov. So the Simur Daf Samachov is a saw, and we often use a magician sawing a person in half. So here goes. The Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an ol in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, saw the woman in half, that must be learned Daf Samachov. The Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an ol in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, didn't work out well, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brits where Shimon bar Yochai used to say, Kivrei Ovdei Chachamim Ein Mitam Ba'ol, the graves of idolaters do not transmit tumah by way of an ol, for it's saying the Pasuk in Yechezkel, V'aten Tzonit Tzon Marisi Adam Atem. Now you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are Adam, Since the pasuk refers to Yisrael as Adam, we can learn Atem Kurim Adam Ein Ohv De Kochavim Kurim Adam. You are referred to as Adam, but idolaters are not referred to as Adam. And since the pasuk that discusses Tumas Ohel mentions Adam, we can learn that Tumas Ohel only applies to Yisrael and not idolaters. So, the Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an Ohel in a non-Jewish cemetery when he saw the woman in half-trick, didn't work out well. Did tricks with a deck of cards with different definitions of a zona on them, which reminds us that we have multiple opinions regarding who's considered a zona. So the Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an Ohel in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman a hat trick, didn't work out well, did tricks with a deck of cards with different definitions of a zona on them, for the man who came to the show together with his kids as well as new wife, who was incapable of having children. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a man may not abstain from procreation unless he has children. The Gemara infers from here that if he has children, he may abstain from procreation, but he may not abstain from a wife, meaning he's still chayav to be married. Rashi clarifies that he needs to be married, but he does not need to look for a woman who is capable of having children. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.